today, the New York courts go after Trump in a stormy kind of way, but Florida steps in and saves the day for Trump. Wow, what a situation, what a story there is to tell. Plus, meetings going on, hearings actually in Georgia about the election, and wait until you see some of these videos. Plus, Biden alienates Israel. There are things going on at universities that are now just getting out of control, beyond recognition. Are we living in America? We've got so many things to discuss, and it's all unfiltered.
Dennis Michael Lynch gives you his word, and he will never let you down. He will always fight for America.
The only one who really puts his money where his mouth is Dennis Michael Lynch.
Hello, I'm Dennis Michael Lynch, and I thank you for joining me today. We are going to have one of the best shows we've had in a long time because there's some really heavy stuff to discuss. I have Ryan on controls. I have my other son, Dennis, across from me. We're going to start off this program just telling you right now, I put something on Facebook yesterday, and I'll tell you, I'm going to double down on this. So everybody knows who watches this show that I had surgery on my gums and my tooth because of a cyst. And the pain is starting to get worse. And the fear was I could be going through what's called dry socket. So my oral surgeon gave me some medicine and then also a rinse, and it was a refill on the rinse, and the rinse tries to help keep everything clean and free of bacteria. Well, lo and behold, I went to go fill the prescription yesterday, and the insurance company turned down the refill because they said I shouldn't be needing another refill just yet, that I needed to wait another day or two. Now, what gets me on this is that the cost of that refill compared to the cost of me having to return to the doctor and then having to try to fix a dry socket is immeasurable. But the insurance companies are such scumbags at this point in time that they don't give a rat's ass about what makes most sense. They don't give a rat's ass about what's best for their customer and for the patient. They are just going to try to kick the can down the road so I don't ever go pick up the prescription so they don't have to pay for it. I am telling you right now, if I ever run for office, I am going to make a list of things that are going to be on my radar screen in the sense that I will be like a pit bull. I would go after these insurance companies like nothing you have ever seen before. These people are scumbags. I pay $3,300 a month for medical insurance to get this kind of crap. And I'm sure that there are millions, if not tens of millions of Americans who live through the same kind of thing. When I put that message up on Facebook, I had people respond with stories about having cancer and not getting approved for radiation or chemo, needing an operation and not getting approvals. I am telling you right now, I will be on these people like white on rice. It's that simple. That simple. I mean, border and healthcare. You think I'm going to waste my time with Ukraine? I'm telling you right now, I would flip the script on this. They wouldn't know what hit them. You could call it Hurricane DML if you want, but I would eviscerate those businesses as they are today. That's that. All right, Dennis, speaking of storms, we've got a one in New York yesterday with Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels, as we noted yesterday, in my opinion, is a prostitute. That's my opinion. If you lay down for sex with different men all the time and you are ultimately getting paid for it, instead of getting paid from the person who's giving you the sex, instead getting paid from a production company who's recording it, what's the difference? You're still getting paid to be on your back. To me, that's a prostitute. Whether or not that's the definition of it, it's my opinion. That's it. So, porn star, prostitute, dirtbag, piece of crap, whatever it is that somebody else wants to define her, I'll just say Stormy. Stormy Daniels took the stand yesterday, and instead of talking about a payment she received, because remember, Donald J. Trump is being held in a courtroom for weeks because prosecutors DA from Soros, as far as I'm concerned, is trying to pin a crime that the federal government, many different agencies, IRS, Federal Elections Committee, and the Department of Justice, all said there's no crime here. He basically took a ledger and said, the money I wrote to Michael Cohen, $130,000, is for legal fees. Michael Cohen is a lawyer. He didn't say it was, and I'm going to use Trump's words, he didn't say I was paying for sheetrock. He didn't say I was paying for construction of something. He wasn't trying to cover up the $130,000 as it went somewhere else. He assigned it to what it was. He paid his lawyer, and that is a legal fee. Michael Cohen used the money to do what was called a hush payment, basically giving it over so this way the National Enquirer would pay for Stormy Daniels' story that she slept with Donald Trump, a story that has changed multiple different times. And so now Alvin Bragg and his circus of idiots are trying to say that Trump was trying to cover something up, not a once but a twice, and therefore making it a felony. Every single lawyer with any credibility in this country knows that this case is meritless. And yet, it's allowed to go on. The Democrat-aligned judge and his Democrat operative daughter are fully, as far as I'm concerned, in my opinion, 100% behind the idea of Alvin Bragg sending Donald J. Trump to jail, even for just a day. And we'll talk about that in a moment. They're allowing the shenanigans to happen, but then the judge actually let it take a different level to where Stormy Daniels yesterday was permitted to start going into descriptive, heavily descriptive sort of sexual storytelling to where the judge actually had to say, hey, maybe we're going a little too far here. Not sure this really applies. Trump's team, time and time again, object, say that his has no place, call for a mistrial. Judge denies the mistrial and says, don't worry, you'll have your chance for your redirect to go back. I want to remind our viewers and everybody watching right now of a man named Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein was a slimeball Hollywood producer who, based on testimony of various different women, made them sleep with him, give him sexual favors and things in that nature. So this way, they would be able to get scenes or roles in movies that he produced. He was up on rape charges. He was up on sexual assault charges, la-di-da-di-da-di. Gets nailed both in California and New York. Years later, just what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, he was released from New York because his trial was considered no good because the judge in that trial unfairly allowed women to testify against Harvey Weinstein talking about things that had no relevance to that actual trial, and therefore thrown away. He's then now been shipped over to California, where he's serving his time there for a separate rape charge stuff. I bring that up because there's not a judge or a DA in this country that does not know of the Harvey Weinstein trial and what just happened 3 weeks ago. There's not a single judge or a trial lawyer of any kind or prosecutor of any kind that doesn't recognize the rules, that if I am suing you for shooting my dog and I start bringing in somebody about how it is that you did something completely unrelated to that, but I have them come in here just to slam you as a human being, has nothing to do with where you bought your gun, why you shot my dog, what was going on with the dog, nothing. They bring up something that has no relevance whatsoever, and the judge allows that to happen. Every single person who is in the world of legal, whether it's from the bench or whether it's from the attorney side, knows that you can't do that. And if you do that, you risk your whole entire case. And yesterday they revealed their hand. This is not about getting Donald J. Trump nailed for crimes he didn't commit. This is about keeping Donald J. Trump off the campaign trail. This is about trying to make it so this way he doesn't get the donation support that he will need to fight against Joe Biden's machine. And most importantly, this is about trying to remind voters who are going to be undecided about who it is that they want to vote for, that Donald J. Trump is a slime ball, because that's the storyline they want. They want to have Stormy Daniels talk about how slimy he is and about how he cheated on his wives and how he did all these bad things. And they want, and this is the big one, drum roll, they want to actually put Trump in prison. I want to open up right now with the race baiting, illegal alien, criminal loving mayor of New York, Mr. Adams, answering the question from a reporter about whether or not Rikers Island, notably one of the biggest jails in America, having some of the worst criminals in America, if Rikers Island is prepared for Donald J. Trump to be sentenced to jail because he keeps on breaking the unconstitutional gag order. Ryan, please play Mayor Adams.
So at President Trump's trial, they were talking about how he might end up in jail if he continues to violate these court orders. Is Rikers prepared for that? Have you guys had those discussions yet? And if so, what would that even look like?
Our amazing commissioner, she is prepared for whatever comes on Rikers Island. And I'm pretty sure she would be prepared to manage and deal with the situation, as you see what's happening with Harvey Weinstein. We have to adjust, you know, in this business, particularly around law enforcement, we have to adjust whatever comes our way. But, you know, we don't want to deal with a hypothetical, but they're professionals. They'll be ready.
Dennis, before I bring you in, I want to play one more video just to set the stage here for everybody. MSNBC, CNN, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, all these anti-Trump establishment medias have been doing everything they possibly can since he walked down the escalator in 2015 to put this man in a box once and for all. But even those networks realize that what Stormy Daniels was allowed to do yesterday in that courtroom by talking about the alleged sexual affair that Donald Trump actually has denied, and that she has told various different conflicting stories over the course of time, that she has monetized time and time again, even they know that what she did yesterday presents an incredible hardship for Bragg and team to actually make this criminal case stick, even if they win. Ryan, will you please play the lawyer who is on with MSNBC last night?
Years from now, if there's a conviction and this goes up to the appellate division and it's overturned, so far in this trial, Stormy Daniels' testimony to me stands out as the main issue that they might have on appeal. They asked for a mistrial, and you have a quote from the judge saying, oh boy, some of this stuff, maybe it shouldn't have come in. Obviously, I'm paraphrasing, but if you're a defense attorney, you're marking your notebook, and now you have your first major issue. So years from now, when we're talking about balancing the risk versus the benefit of putting Stormy Daniels on the stand, was this worth it? Consider this. I think the prosecution could have gotten most, if not all, of the evidence they needed from Stormy Daniels from other witnesses. And I think they've already done that. The transaction from Michael Cohen to Stormy Daniels, is there any doubt at this point that they've proven that element beyond a reasonable doubt? Somebody paid Stormy Daniels. It seems to be Michael Cohen. Nobody seems to really dispute that at this point. So the next thing you have Stormy Daniels on for is to describe the increasing market value of her story as the election approached. Okay, that's helpful, but we already got a lot of that from Hope Hicks. So with every witness the prosecution decides to put on, they have to do a risk-benefit analysis. What is the risk of putting this witness on the stand versus the benefit? What do we get from her? And at the end of the day, yes, they got some good stuff. And in fact, they got some really good stuff because in my view, and maybe I'm a defense attorney, maybe there's a grain of salt to be taken with this, they essentially got in character evidence about how slimy Donald Trump is.
Dennis, usually we do this show where you give the facts and I give the play-by-play sort of opinion and insight. But this is one time where I'm going to flip the script. I actually just laid out some of the facts. And we could get into the nitty-gritty about what Stormy said and what she didn't say about how Trump has his cologne and what sexual position they were taking and what have you, what she was thinking about when she was on her back. I ask you, as a 27-year-old man, when you watch this take place right now, and you know that if God lets you live to, let's just say, 90 years old, you've got another 63 years left on this planet, the majority of your life in front of you, wife, kids, business, retirement, grandkids, the whole nine yards. How does this make you feel about your country and the legal system based on what you're watching happening to the most famous man in the world, who was the president of the United States of America and who has sits right now as the Republican nominee for president, leading in all the polls?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's very clearly a case of election interference at this point, because this whole trial, each and every day, you kind of read more details, and everyone's consensus, unless you're on MSNBC, but everyone else's consensus is, what's really the crime here? And really, we're wasting our time, taxpayer dollar, all this for, you know, just to hold them up in Manhattan and have to put them in a courtroom with, you know, Stormy Daniels on the stand. And you already kind of mentioned it. I mean, she wants to spin this whole tale that, like, you know, that she's the victim here, and yet, you know, she has monetized greatly off of the Trump name. I mean, there was a op-ed from Greg Jarrett on Fox News, you know, during her time on the stand yesterday. She admitted to headlining a strip club appearance called Make America Horny Again. Then she published that tell-all book called Full Disclosure, where, you know, just couldn't keep Trump's name out of the book. And at one point she talked about how she was disappointed that Trump wouldn't put her on The Apprentice. So this is clearly just her feeling, you know, butthurt, so to say, that her time to monetize and become associated with Trump is over. And this is just a waste of everybody's time to the fullest extent. And my hope is that the jury here, even if they have a particular bias that has gone under the radar in terms of their selection, I hope their bias can be put to the side and they look at the facts of this case and realize, okay, the only reason this exists right now is to, like you said, keep Trump off the campaign trail, keep Trump away from the ballot, if even possible, if he's thrown into prison, and also just a tarnishing of his overall legacy. I think when we want to go a little deeper here, I think their idea is like, okay, he had his 4 years of presidency. We don't want another 4 years, but how can we just eliminate the idea of all the good that he's done? Indictments. Let's put him through all of these court cases and just absolutely tarnish his legacy and basically debank him.
Ryan, there's a good response to this, but he didn't answer my question. So I'm going to ask you, as a 23-year-old, when you look at this, how does this make you feel about your future here in the United States of America?
Scared.
In what sense?
The fact that where a president can be indicted as such going on right now, someone that has, you know, been in the most powerful position in the entire world, someone that who, even though if you don't agree with him, deserves your respect, and they're going after him. And if they can go after him, means they can go after any of us. And I don't want to be in a country where it's kind of turning into a banana republic.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think he deserves respect, but more than that, he deserves a fair day in court. In fact, he shouldn't even be in court, and he's not getting a fair trial. He is not allowed to speak about what these other people are all speaking about. He is not allowed at any moment to talk about Stormy Daniels or Michael Cohen. He's not allowed to question their integrity. He's not allowed to question anything they say. If he does, he gets fined $1,000, and now he is actually being threatened with jail. And helping these courts get to that point, if you listen to the questions, and we're not going to play the clips simply because we have so many clips today, but the questions that he is being asked by the the reporters before he goes in and after he comes out of the courtroom, they are questions designed to have him speak in ways that will actually throw him in jail. They're trying to set him up. He has got the wagons circled around him. And I said it on yesterday's show, and I'll say it today. The best thing that can happen to Donald J. Trump is they throw him in Rikers Island. Because every single last independent who hasn't decided on who they're going to vote for is going to say, if they're doing that to him, what can they do to me? Look what they're already doing to me through inflation and through regulation and everything else. What can they possibly do to me? This is unfair. This is in America. You just said it, Dennis, about, hey, even if you don't like them, nobody in this country likes a bully. Nobody likes to see anybody get bullied. And Donald J. Trump right now is being bullied. And I tell you what, I wrote a piece on Facebook that went absolutely viral. I don't know of another human being who has the toughness, the grit, and the spine or the fight in him that Donald J. Trump has. You look at somebody like Mike Tyson and how at 57 he is training and out-training, as far as I'm concerned, the 27-year-old Jake Paul, and that fight's coming up in July. Jake Paul must be shaking in his boots, because when I watch the Mike Tyson videos, I'm like, oh my God, this man actually looks as good as he did when he was 20. Donald J. Trump is the equivalent of a Mike Tyson when it comes to fighting. Think of what that man has gone through. And it would be easy for him to tap out. Nobody would even think different. And here he is saying, I'll fight for the Constitution. If it means I got to go to jail, it's worth fighting for. My concern, and just flipping the script for a second here, my concern, if he does go to Rikers Island, if they do send him, because they want that picture, they want that narrative, they want jail time for Trump, even if it's just for a day, I'm concerned he gets the Jeffrey Epstein treatment. Concerns?
I mean, it'd be very bold and it would be blatantly obvious. But yes, it does, in a way, eliminate the deep state's problem of Trump existing. So I'd say if you said that to me a few years ago, I'd be like, there's just no way. But I think we live in very crazy times right now. I think it's a real possibility. So I pray that that's not going to be the case.
It's beyond, you know, had I said that to you 2 years ago, I should be deemed a conspiracy theorist. But when you look at what that judge just allowed yesterday, for that woman to sit there and start talking about the sexual, I mean, crazy sexual stuff that she was claiming was going on, that has nothing to do with the crime, if you will, of marking something down as a legal expense. Nothing to do at all. And you've got to sit there and say, you know, it's one thing for the judge to be biased and allow this court case to go on, but to allow that to happen, to me, he was trying to get Trump to trip, to go outside and say, Stormy Daniels is a slut. Stormy Daniels is this. She's that. She's a prostitute. She's a porn star. I would never sleep with that piece of crap. She wanted to come on to me. She wouldn't leave me alone. Everybody wants to take a picture with me. I was just being nice. He says that next time he's going to jail. I think this was nothing more than a fishing expedition. They had bait in the water and was hoping that he would bite that bait. Why? Why? Can you see an argument of where it was breaking? Donald J. Trump, sent to Rikers Island, suffers a heart attack in the middle of the night. Every single last person on MSNBC and on CNN would wind up having medical experts on that would start analyzing the fact that Donald J. Trump ate McDonald's all the time, ate fast food, was heavy, overweight, had all the stress of all these lawsuits going on, was losing all of his money through the civil suits of the $83 million to that other bimbo, as far as I'm concerned, and then $450 million where he had to come up with 175 to save his stuff. Everything's collapsing on him. He had a heart attack at 77 years old. That's the argument they're going to make, and the coroner is going to be right in their pocket.
Totally. I mean, if you even look at the rhetoric, whenever they talk about Biden, about age, it's more about mental capacity. Can he handle the pressure? But when you look at whether it's Representative Katie Porter or just recently Jen Psaki on her show, they talk about Trump's age and connect it to death. I mean, Jen Psaki literally was just like, you know, he could die. You know, he may just have a heart attack. He's old, like you, what you just said. So, but they never really go that route with Biden. It's only just about his mental capacity. But with Trump, it's like they actively almost, or not so subtly, talk about the idea, okay, he could die on the campaign trail, which is just a little bit of a very tacky and scary rhetoric that they're jumping into.
Well, if there is a silver lining here for Trump, it is that the judge who is overseeing the Mar-a-Lago document case here in Florida yesterday, I love the timing of this, by the way, I have my theory on it, yesterday said, this case is not going to happen on May 27th as it was scheduled. This is going to be delayed indefinitely, which means that there is no new time set for this delay. A victory for Trump, because very likely he will not face another criminal trial because of scheduling and calendaring until after the election. Let's play a clip from MSNBC where yesterday they are explaining in part what took place. Go ahead, Ryan.
This is a judge who is overwhelmed and is second guessing herself at every corner. She seems to be overwhelmed with anxiety about the import of the case. And so a combination of insecurity in your own decisions, the gravity of the case before you, and maybe also some inclination to slow walk where you don't have trust in yourself, that's a toxic brew. And we're all drinking it right now.
We're watching it play out.
So, Dennis, what do we know exactly what this, by the way, Trump-appointed judge is saying and why it is that this case with the Mar-a-Lago documents is actually being pushed off?
I mean, to simplify it, this is a judge that's actually doing her due diligence and her job. And unlike a lot of these more left-leaning judges in the other cases, she's not trying to bum rush it. So, you know, that clip we just played, they're talking about how Judge Cannon, her name Eileen Cannon, is inexperienced and she's got anxiety, or all that, you know, BS talking point of like that she can't handle this. That's not the case. I mean, when you look into the reports, a reason that she wants to delay it is that there are a lot of discrepancies and issues before we can even get into an actual trial. She mentions that there are imprudent and inconsistencies with the court's duty to fulfill and fully and fairly consider the various pending pretrial motions. There's already issues with some of the classified documents that were retained back. Jack Smith even admitted that there was supposed to be a sequence of order in the documents that were retained, and now they're out of order. Who does that if you're a special prosecutor working with the DOJ? She doesn't like Smith's background. I mean, just as an example, his wife is responsible for Michelle Obama's Becoming documentary. That may already give indication of where he likely stands. So she just has a lot of these different issues leading up to the actual case that she wants to have their own hearings about before we get there, hence this trial being indefinitely postponed. So best way to put it is she's actually a judge doing her job. She's just not saying, oh, this is a gotcha on Trump. Let's just get this all going really fast.
Now, I'm not going to deny any of those things you just said there, but I'm going to add a little something to this. And of course, the lefties wouldn't like what I'm going to say here, but I'm going to say it anyway. Do not underestimate the emotion of a human being. A judge is supposed to show no emotion. The judge is supposed to judge fairly, without an opinion, without a bias, based on the law. We see Merchan in New York not doing this. We saw the judge in the other trial before that, Endrigan, not do that. They're getting their emotion, which is better stated as hate for Trump, injected. Well, sometimes it goes the other direction. Imagine being this judge. You're sitting in Florida. You're watching what it is they're doing to Trump in this New York trial. You're sitting there shaking your head saying, you know what? Like the man, hate the man. This is not the way trials are supposed to be run. They are attacking him. The gag order is unconstitutional. All the things they're doing to him are unconstitutional. They're not letting him put together a full defense. Stormy Daniels even taking the stand. Trump's team had no time to prepare for her going in there.
Well, they didn't even know she was going in.
That's right. And they still had a great cross-examination of her, discrediting her along the way. So this judge sits there and says to herself, you know what? Screw this. I'm not allowing these Democrats to use my court as a firing range. I'm not going to let them use my court and take Lady Justice and use her as a political weapon on my time. Ain't going to happen. So what she gets to do is she gets to take a look at the legitimacies that you just pointed out and said, okay, I could actually use these things here. This will be my justification. But deep down, her emotion is, you aren't going to do that to me. You're not going to do that to my court. And just maybe she says, and you're not going to do it to a man who is now being crucified for putting the right ledger remark in. And oh, by the way, you want to get him for documents being in Mar-a-Lago? What about Joe Biden having documents next to the Corvette or in, at UPenn? What about all those different things? You're not going to go after him on that one, but you're going to go after my, you're going to go after the guy who appointed me. Now, there is an image going around. I think I tweeted this to you. I think you have it. It's an image. I know that a couple of people posted it about the picture, the evidence picture that was obtained that the FBI put all these document classes, but then it was staged. They had a top document, a cover letter or cover page, put the documents that had no relations behind it. We'll put it up there. At some point, we'll have to take a look and be able to go deeper in it. I'm sorry I can't give you the actual. It's one of the things I thought I tweeted it to us as something for the show, prep for the show. But regardless, it's just another example of how the left is trying to stack a storyline that has no merit. And so thankfully, this woman, this judge, steps in and says, hey, you're going to have your one chance in New York. And you ain't going to have a chance here in Florida. We run like a constitutional state. So I'm hoping that this woman had, you know, the sense about her to make sure that every legal box was checked to defend why we're not going to go forward with this case indefinitely. But at the same time, as make no mistake, her human being came out. And I'm glad to see that.
Right. And look, and like I said, so this is even part of it, right? Smith and federal prosecutors admitted in a court filing that documents seized during the raid on Mar-a-Lago are no longer in their original order and sequence. The filing states, there are some boxes where the order of items within that box is not the same as in the associated scans. So they're going to get Trump for mishandling the documents. They get the documents back. Sounds like they mishandled it. So,
absolutely.
So talking about hypocrisy.
Here's the bad side on this, guys. If Trump doesn't win this election, make no mistake, these things, the other three cases against him, will go off. They will happen. They just get kicked down the just gets kicked down the road. And he won't have the power of his own presidency to make them go away. Because they want him in jail today. If he loses, they're still going to want him in jail tomorrow. They want his voice crushed. They don't want to hear about how the next election was stolen. They're going to silence him. So this guy has one chance and one chance only. He needs to win this election. Now, with that said, we're going to change our focus here for a moment. We're going to start talking about hearings that are taking place in Georgia regarding what happened in 2020. We're going to play one video here for you. And then if you are watching on Facebook, YouTube, listening on Spotify, iHeart, or on Apple Podcasts, we can no longer go down the rest of the show here because we have so many things that we're going to talk about that would go against the community standards of these unbelievable platforms. Let me give you an example of what we're going to be talking about for the next half hour. the hearings from the Georgia election, which questioned everything about election integrity. You're a little late to the game, Georgia, but this information that comes out is critical. Number two, we're going to show you the next level of what Antifa and these pro-Palestinian scums are doing to people and how they're beating the crap out of them. They're facing things across the country and getting away with it. Getting away with it. Meanwhile, they're getting what they want because Biden has just stopped a weapons deal that was going to Israel because of what Israel did yesterday in Rafah. We're going to talk to you about that as well, and we're just going to show you the videos. And then we're going to end the program about how the Boy Scouts of America have changed their name. They've gone officially woke. This whole country is going down the crapper. We're going to talk about that. I ask you, please, if you're not part of Team DML, can you please go to teamdml.com right now on your desktop, your tablet, your laptop, whatever it is. Sign up for a membership. You could do it as low as for $2.50 per month. If you are a Team DML member, boy, do we have a great show for you coming here. But again, we can't do what we do. We can't inform you. If we try to do it here on these platforms, they'll kick us off. So we gave you what we can today. We have to say goodbye to you if you're not coming over. We appreciate your time, and we ask you please to become a member of Team DML. You could also do it through the download, which is free, of the DML News app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Go to tab 5, says Interact. Go to the top, says Team Memberships, and you could sign on becoming a Team DML member via that link. All right, Ryan, play one of the videos right now from Georgia.
And the conclusion of this investigation, which we will get into the details of in a minute, is that Fulton County used improper procedures during the recount of the presidential contest in 2020. The investigation also shows that there are some duplicative ballot images in the ballot images that Fulton County provided. And this suggests that some ballots may have been scanned more than once. But what cannot be decided conclusively or confirms conclusively is whether or not those duplicative ballot images were included in the count. So we don't know for certain whether or not those were in the tabulated results.
Get the Dennis Michael Lynch podcast every day by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and download the DML News app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store for breaking news, merchandise, films, exclusive content, and Team DML.